It's time for the Tactical Traveler. John Renken knows travel. He's personally taken 48 vacations in 4 years, covering 30 countries. He's saved friends and family hundreds of thousands of dollars on their travel. John's a six-time MMA world champion, an entrepreneur and father of four, and he spent the last 20 years training our special forces in hand-to-hand combat. And now he's attacking the world of travel and teaching you how to do exactly what he does. Travel far and wide, save money, and even make money doing it. You might even win a free vacation just for listening. John Renken is the Tactical Traveler.
What's up? Sorry for being a little late tonight, but had a couple of different things going on with birthday tomorrow and Father's Day. I've got a lot to talk about in this Travel Hacker series. And as we learn about the ways that you can save on travel, that means a couple of different things. Obviously, it means that you can travel more often if you can cut the expense of travel. Or it means that the places that you never thought you could afford to go, you can now afford to go. And on our first night of doing this series, I talked about the importance of flexibility. I talked about the importance of letting the price set the destination, not you setting the destination. And I also talked about ways that you could really, ways that you could really kind of save yourself some money by letting these principles of how to budget for a trip and stuff like that. Then I talked about my favorite technique yesterday, my favorite, which is the across the pond hack. The across the pond hack is where I live in Nashville, Tennessee. To fly, I used the example of Istanbul because I was looking at that. Istanbul was like $1,500. But if I actually took a round trip ticket from Nashville to New York, New York back to Nashville, and then a second round trip ticket from New York to Istanbul, and then back to New York, that ticket was actually around $750, $800, saving me nearly 50%, right? And there was a couple of cautionary things in there as well. I would really encourage you to go back and watch that video. And if you have any questions about it, man, just pop them in one of my videos. I'll make sure that I'm accessible for you, because by and large, Americans feel like travel is the most expensive part of, flights are the most expensive part of travel and why they don't travel. Okay. So this is irregardless of coronavirus and all the changes that are taking place because of that, because right now flights are so low that it's not necessarily an issue. It's the travel ban, the fear of the corona, and all those different things that are preventing people from traveling right now. So let's get into it. What the heck is an open jaw technique? That's what we're talking tonight. The open jaw technique has become a favorite of mine because I prefer Europe over the Caribbean. I like Asia more than Europe, but time-wise, it just hasn't really worked out with my schedule. And I've been to a lot of Asia, love Asia, want to go back to Asia. But just because of the nature of how long those flights are, I just haven't had the flexibility to spend a lot more time in Asia, but I will. So the open jaw technique works really well when you're flying from a major city such as LA, Chicago, or New York, where there's multiple cities, or somewhere like Europe, where it's a very condensed geographical location. And what I mean by that is that the island, for example, the island of Ireland is like 4 hours from coast to coast, from east to west. And then I think it's like 5 hours, or maybe it's six, from south to north. So it's in the context of America, it's very small, okay? Now, what that means is great airfare prices all throughout Europe. And I was actually helping a lady from our sister group, Secret Corey's group, which I'm brain farting right now. I don't know why. but Travel Secrets VIP. I was helping her with her tickets, and they had several destinations inside Europe. This is where this open jaw technique is going to come into play. So again, using Nashville, because that's where I live, I would fly from Nashville to Europe. And let's say, because this is roughly about the price of a one-way, was $500 from Nashville to, let's just go with Paris, okay, for a one-way. Let's say that round trip was roughly $900 to $1,100, because I'm just using generic just to show you how this works. So the one-way was $500. But if I did an open jaw technique, I could fly into Paris and fly back from Munich, Germany. And let's say that round trip, or that's one way back, was $300, right? So now my round trip ticket is really costing me $800. This is truly either, it doesn't matter how you look at it, it's just the technique they call. It's either a multi-city or two one-way tickets. Where this becomes really advantageous to us is in Europe, as our example, is a lot of those airports are just within a couple of hours of each other. And I have a lot of people international on my Facebook page, and they'll tell you, I mean, you're talking, you know, it's just, you know, in America, we think a 10-hour drive is not really that big of a deal. 10-hour drive, you could be anywhere in Europe, like pretty quickly. I think it's, when I looked at the map, Texas is a little bit over half of the size of all of Europe. You're right. All of Europe, Texas is about half that size. Alaska is three-fourths that size, right? So this also explains why the plane tickets inside Europe are so inexpensive. I personally think that they have a better system set up for it. They have better protection for the consumer. I think the European air economy is far vastly superior than ours. They have more airlines, they have more flexibility, they have better prices, they have better guarantees, they have better insurance. As a matter of fact, there's laws that if the airline is so long, so many minutes late, they have to pay you so much. They have all that stuff. We have none of those protections, okay? And we pay more. So that open jaw technique is when you're going to depart and return to your same location, but the two places are different, or it could be in reverse. So for example, I could fly out of, if I were in Chicago, O'Hare, and come back to Midway, okay? Or if I was in New York, fly out of JFK and come back to LaGuardia or Newark, right? Now, there's some advantages and some disadvantages, right? The advantages over the across the pond is you don't need all that time for layovers. You don't have to worry about the separate baggage fees. You don't have to worry about missing a flight, right? It's just two one-way flights, in essence, two one-way flights. And typically that itinerary is set for you, and then you don't have to really concern yourself with that stuff. Those are some major advantages. Also, the baggage becomes an issue. If you check luggage all the time, this becomes an issue. And on the open jaw, it could save you substantially if you're checking baggage. However, there's some disadvantages, okay? In my experience, the across the pond technique is vastly cheaper than the open jaw technique, vastly. I've seen flights 90% less with the across the pond hack. I think the best I've seen with the open jaw, and this is just my personal experience, there's people out there that do this way more than I do. So they might have some different data. But the most I've seen with the open jaw is really about 40%. Now, that's nothing to, you know, thumb your nose at. 40% is still a really great savings when you're talking about international over the ocean kind of travel. You know, if you're looking at $1,000 ticket is now $600, you know, I'll take that deal all day long, right? So, hey, buddy, how are you? And again, you, when it comes to getting the best deal on your travel, the idea is to allow the deal to set the location, not to let you set the location. And I use this example all the time. I want to take my kids on a summer trip. Alberta, Canada, or Banff, which is on my top 10 list. So Banff, let's say that with flights, accommodations, everything, it's going to cost me $2,000, and Cancun would cost me $4,000. Where do I go? I'm going to Banff every single time. And Banff during July is nowhere near as expensive as Cancun in July. I've looked at the prices, okay? But this is also the way that you should be doing other trips too, right? It doesn't matter if it's peak season. So for the average American, you're going to get basically three breaks of time for you to take a vacation with your kiddos, right? You have spring break. Well, you get four. Sorry. You're going to get spring break, summer break, fall break, and then Christmas break. Well, we already know that Christmas break and summer break are the most expensive times of the year to travel. So we definitely want to cut costs when we're looking at those two windows of travel. However, spring break is a little bit more expensive, especially if you're going south. Fall break is usually not. So what I could do is I could really balance those four windows out. And maybe instead of taking 2 weeks of vacation this year in the summer, you take one. And then according to your work and the requirements of wherever you work, which now that I'm talking about this, I'm going to do a live. I'll address it here in a second. It just popped in my head. And what I would want to do is then potentially take that other week of vacation or 2 weeks of vacation, however your job works, at either at spring or at fall. And the money that I could be saving is what pays for that second vacation, right? Or third, or whatever the story is for you. So that's how the open jaw technique works. Tomorrow we're going to talk about a completely different technique. And I'm going to actually talk about the strategy I use to evaluate whether or not it's worth the drive when I'm doing what we call chasing airfare. Okay. Most schools allow you to take 10 days off a year. So take a bit. Yeah. Right. So all right. So here's what I wanted to potentially do a live on. If you guys would be interested in having a conversation where you could actually negotiate with your employer, how you could get more vacation time. I have a strategy for that, and I have the documentation for it. I actually took and was certified in a course on this. And the statistics show that, and Europe has a far better vacation kind of culture than we do in America, but the statistics show that corporate America is burning $200 billion a year and unused vacation and health benefits, or bad health and the use of the benefits because of the lack of vacation time. So there's a way for you to actually negotiate into your employment services or contract how you could actually get more vacation time and the flexibility. Like Daniel said, right? We're given time. You know, you can take up to 10 days or 5 days, whatever your school system allows, but most Americans don't do that. They stick to the traditional travel seasons, basically summer and then Christmas, right? And if you would be interested in learning, and I'm going to frame this conversation in basically three nuggets, okay? And here's your call to action. Here's what I want you guys to do. If you would be interested in learning how you could leverage your current employment situation to save you money on travel while getting more vacation time, I want you to drop a travel emoji, okay? Or a dollar sign. Just drop me something to let me know that this was interesting to you so I can prep it and talk about it, okay? And if this has been helpful for you, just let me know, because my goal, as always, and this is what I tell everybody in my group, My goal is to help you travel more often for less money. And I have tools that are available from that for that, everywhere from free to costing you money. Okay. And I'm going to throw this shameless plug in there. If you haven't had the chance to take my cheap flights class, I'm going to resend that out here in the next probably 30, 60 days as travel slowly limps into recovery. But if you would like some information on that, just drop an emoji, cheap flights, or drop a comment, cheap flights, and I'll hit you guys up with some info. And when that goes live, I'll let you know. Thanks for tuning in tonight. I hope this was helpful to you and that it really is going to prep you on how you can take more vacations for less money. And really what that means for you as a member of society is you become more productive and you produce more, more for your company because you're more rested. So we'll see you guys tomorrow. I am going to go live tomorrow. I have a Father's Day message that I'm putting out. So if you like controversy, you're probably going to want to tune in. All right. We'll see you in the morning. Well, I don't know if it'll be morning, but we'll see you tomorrow.
Interested in what John had to say today? Ready to travel? Ready to make money? Visit johnrenken.com today to find out more. That's John, R-E-N-K-E-N.com. And make sure you subscribe to this podcast. You'll learn how to maximize your travel, minimize your cost, and open an entirely new world of business opportunities. Until next time.